This is Health Matters reporting on salads.
There's a book called A Salad a Day Keeps the Doctor Away that offers compelling data on the extraordinary health benefits of salad. The authors advocate salads that are a far cry from the usual lettuce, cucumber, and tomato, which many people find boring as daily fare. A variety salad of greens, root vegetables, seeds, nuts, and mushrooms is far from boring and is pleasing to the palate.
The trick is to throw away the idea that salad is an appetizer or a side dish. Think of salad as a meal, one large salad loaded with vegetables and seasonings, maybe a bit of roast chicken or goat cheese, or some walnuts or pecans or roasted pumpkin seeds.
There's a reason why doctors and nutritionists claim the road to health is paved with salads. Salads are a plant dish. The body needs plant nutrients, lots of plant nutrients. The typical American diet is seriously lacking in fresh fruit and vegetables. This leaves major deficits in the workings of the body, from the brain on down.
The good news is that even when you stick to a simple salad of lettuce, tomato, and cucumber, you will benefit if you eat a good-sized portion every day. Maybe toss in some red bell pepper now and again. ScienceDaily.com reports that a Louisiana State and UCLA study found that regular salad eaters have higher nutrient levels in their bloodstreams than non-salad eaters. The study examined 17,500 people.
Those study participants had high levels of vitamin C, folic acid, alpha and beta carotene, lycopene, and vitamin E, all thanks to the raw vegetables in the salads they ate.
Lycopene is an anti-cancer nutrient being extensively studied, especially as a preventative to prostate cancer. Research has found that lycopene in tomatoes has a dramatic effect on prostate cancer rates. It turns out that cooked tomatoes contain more lycopene, which makes sense because cooking concentrates the vegetable.
A Swedish study found that postmenopausal women who ate liberal amounts of tomatoes had a lower incidence of breast cancer. The protective effect of lycopene on other forms of cancer is not known at this time.
Getting back to tomatoes and salads, the Italians serve a simple salad of sliced tomatoes that have been marinated in olive oil, garlic, and basil. A Greek tomato salad includes sliced tomatoes, onions, and bell peppers. Being Greek, it is sometimes served with feta cheese.
But variety is the secret to health-promoting salads. It's easy to be over-reliant on lettuce. Go for the large, colorful mix of greens, root vegetables, celery, tomatoes, onions, and peppers. Greens can include spinach, kale, mustard greens, or try the variety salad greens that come washed and packed. Root vegetables include radishes, carrots, and beets. The more vegetables you include, the higher the delivery of fiber, vitamins, and phytonutrients.
Salads are low in calories unless you add a lot of fat through a salad dressing. Creamy ranch dressing, for example, adds calories to an otherwise low-calorie salad. Cheese and nuts and hard-boiled eggs also add significant calories. If you're watching your weight, go easy on those additions. Just add more vegetables instead, and opt for oil and vinegar vinaigrette or oil and lemon.
There are other vegetables to try in your daily salad. Broccoli and cauliflower, for example, or leeks, artichokes, zucchini, purple cabbage, and avocados.
And there are sprouts. We're talking sprouted sunflower seeds, sprouted broccoli seeds, sprouted almonds, garbanzo beans, and lentils. Sprouts are a powerhouse of nutrition. All sprouts have protein, and each type of sprout has its own combination of vitamins A, B, C, and E. Sprouts also contain valuable minerals like calcium, iron, magnesium, and phosphorus, to name a few.
You can buy sprouts in most markets, and it's easy enough to make your own.
Last but not least are the bitter greens, very dense in nutrients. These include dandelion greens, nettles, chicory, arugula, and watercress. These greens are not so easily found in the supermarket, but arugula is easy to grow, and you might find the others in your backyard or in the woods.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potent, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Tashana Moon, Michael Heminger, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.